Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Ed Brenninger on the line, and he's a founder and chief initiator of Circle of Impact. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam, for having me.
All right, Ed. So excited to get into today's topic. So we'll really talk about, you know, taking personal initiative and what that looks like to create impact, especially in times of change. So I think it's a great topic and a great thing for us all to think about. So excited to get into this with you. But before we do, we'll start this episode with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Ed, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Ed, what mission matters to you?
My mission that matters is to inspire and equip people to take personal initiative to create impact that benefits their local communities.
Fantastic. Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to really share why they do what they do, like what gets them fired up and ready to go every morning. So excited about the interview, and let's just move right into it. So when we think about this thing about, you know, taking personal initiative and creating impact, just in general, like what does that mean to you?
Well, I think it means a number of things, but I think it rises out of something within each individual where they see something that matters to them. We can talk about that as mission and purpose, or it's something that it kind of is gnawing at them that says, you know, we really need to change this. We really need to make a difference that matters here. And so they step forward and they start doing things that maybe before they wouldn't have done, but all of a sudden they have this passion or this inclination to take initiative. And maybe they're not used to doing that. Maybe they just started with something small, but they're seeing something that they can do, they can participate in, they can contribute to, that then becomes a source of change, whether it's in their business or their family or in their community. And all of a sudden they see themselves in a totally different light than they were before, where before maybe they felt like they were simply kind of passive receptors of whatever was coming at them in life. All of a sudden now they have something that they can go after, and the clearer they become about what that focused initiative is, the more likely it is that they will become what I call a person of impact. An impact, and the way I define impact is that impact is a change that makes a difference that matters. So my, you know, as we talked about mission, and my goal is to help people identify what that change that makes a difference that matters is, so that, you know, so that people are living lives where they are actually doing things, not simply talking about things, but they're actually doing things which are creating really beneficial effects for their world that they're in.
So why is this? I like that phrase that you said, really the purpose and becoming a person of impact. Like, why is this so important during times of transition, especially right now while so many are going through different transitions?
I think that people are finding that their sense of who they are, their sense of identity has been captured by the institutions that they have worked in or been a part of, whether they're business institutions or social institutions or whatever. And now they're not doing well. A lot of these organizations are not doing well. And it becomes something that is reflected back on them. They say, well, I'm not doing well because the place that I work is not doing well. So what do I do to change that? And I think that what people can discover, and this is what I'm seeing, is that the way you go through this transition is to say, what is it that I want to do that's different? What is it that I want to change? What is it that really matters to me? What is it that if I was to make some sacrifices for, what is it that I'm willing to sacrifice in order for those things to have become elevated in my life and they become more important? And people look at me and say, well, he's associated or she's associated with that project or that thing now because they have chosen to take some initiative there.
And so taking it one step further, how does somebody find their, and I know this is going to be different, right, from person to person. There's no one thing that's going to fix, like, that's going to lead everybody to it. But just in general, like, how does a person discover their purpose for impact as you define it?
I think it begins with them having some sense of disease or disquietedness. Something is bothering them. I published a book in 2018 called Circle of Impact, Taking Personal Initiative to Ignite Change. And I spent a year doing book events, and people would come up to me at these book signings, and they would ask me, so what's your book about? And I say, it's for people who are in transition. And they would go, oh, well, that describes me. And I would ask them, well, what do you mean by that? They were feeling something about, so they were feeling some kind of change going on in their life, but they couldn't articulate what it was. So I just asked some questions based on the Circle of Impact model, and all of a sudden they began to see things that they could go do. I'll give you one example. A woman came up to me at an event, and she said that she was in transition. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, you know, my husband and I have always done everything together, and I just feel the need to do something on my own. I said, well, so is there something that you could go do like that? And she said, I think so. You know, my family, my mother's family has an old house, old farmhouse, and I've been thinking about renovating it. And I just don't know whether I should or not. And I said, well, I think if you were to go try and do that, you would find that you have the skills and you have the wherewithal and you have the motivation, and you would find your family joining you in this. You would find it would become a very dynamic, very beneficial thing for your family. And then you can say to your husband, look, honey, look at what I did. And you would have gone through this transition so that now you're a person of impact and you have made a difference that matters to your family. And so that's kind of the way it starts. It's something that's kind of hard to put your finger on. And so you need some help, you know, with people like us. You know, we talk to people all the time. And so we're helping people articulate what's going on inside of them. And then we help them put a plan together for how they can take their first step of initiative.
How, and again, this may vary as well, but just in general, like how long does this process take for somebody to really kind of get some good work done in identifying that?
I don't think there is any way of calculating that. I think, and I say that because what I tell people is to start small. I mean, really, yeah. Really small.
So it's more of a journey than a destination. Am I understanding that?
It's totally the journey with a lot of waypoints along the way. I mean, for example, I would say there's someone on your street that is lives by themselves. And if you don't know what kind of initiative you can go take, go knock on their door and say hello to them, have a 5-minute conversation or take them some cookies or do something to build some rapport in your neighborhood, on your street. Or you can do something at work in the same way. Take your list of clients and send them a note just saying, I'm grateful for the work that we are able to do together. Thank you for trusting me for being your service provider, whatever role that for. So it's taking those little things that lead to larger things. So one way I talk about this, Adam, is to say, start small and grow big, and start and act locally, and then tell your story globally. Because what I have found is that when people start things on a local level, it's direct, and they have a way of measuring whether it works or not. And then they can tell their story on social media. And there are people elsewhere in the world say, hey, you know, I can do that too. So it becomes a motivate, you know, their stories becoming a way to motivate people to also take personal initiative. So that's the sort of thing I see happening through the work I do.
I definitely like your concept of starting locally and really, you know, thinking and expanding globally. So I understand, so speaking of globally, I understand you have a global impact network. Tell me a little bit more about what it is and really why you created it.
Well, it's born out of an idea that I wrote about in my Circle of Impact book, which I call the two global forces. And I see that there's a global force of centralized institutions of governance and finance. And then there's a global force of decentralized networks of relationships. And they're not necessarily antagonistic towards one another, but they can be, but they can also be very collaborative towards one another. And what I found in my work was that this idea of these networks were growing, and my relationships with people around the world were growing. And I mean, I was establishing new connections with people every week around the world. And in the summer, I said, you know, I think that there is a level of work that needs to be done where people who may not know each other yet need to come together and establish a network. So two guys that I know in Uganda, they happen to know each other, but they weren't working together. I suggested to them that they establish a little network. And their concern had to do with their communities, and particularly the feeding of people in their communities, because there was, you know, the pandemic had created shortages of food. And so they began to work together on how they could feed their people. They live in two different communities, but they're figuring out how to solve that problem. They're networked together with me. And so we started, and I said, well, let's see if I can start some more of these things, get more people, not so much connected to me primarily, but to connected to each other in their local communities where they weren't doing that before. They were kind of isolated. So I said, I'm going to start the Global Impact Network. So that was the first one. Now there's a second one that is formed, and it's with a group of young professionals in Kenya and Rwanda. And we're meeting once a month to talk about leadership and talk about their leadership in the world and in their communities. So it's really not so much this big thing about the big kind of big network thing. It's really about connecting people together so that they can be in conversation about the things that matter to them, and they can find solutions to the problems that they face so that they can have a very beneficial effect upon their local communities through their interaction with one another.
Man, what a great story, Ed. And talk about, you know, being a benefit and just expanding and helping others. And now you're creating these communities and this network to be of service and to create real change. So definitely awesome having you on the show today and learning more about what you're doing, but also, again, how you're being a blessing out there. So I think this is awesome. That being said, so Ed, if somebody is watching this and they want to learn more, or they want to connect, whether they want to learn more about the Global Impact Network, or if they want to also, you know, get some insight over at Circle of Impact and figure out some of the things of how they can discover their purpose of impact and just work with your team in general. I mean, what's the best way for people to follow up?
The easiest thing to do is email me at ed@edbreniger.com. And that's edbreniger.com. And that's the easiest way. And I would love to have a conversation with people and see where we can go.
That sounds like a plan, Ed. Well, again, I appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing why you do what you do and your mission, and really the actions behind your mission, right? And then what you're out there doing to accomplish it. So thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. And if this is your first time interacting with our platform, just to let you know, Mission Matters is all about really providing those stories and a platform for our business owners, executives, and experts to share why they do what they do, the mission behind it. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and executives coming up for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Hit that subscribe button and definitely come back and visit us again. And Ed, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.